Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. I'm Erin. That's Ange.
Hi.
That's Char.
Hello.
We're in the studio, social distancing. Might be the last time for a while. And we wanted to bring you a very special interview with someone we love so much. And I'm going to tease it for one more minute because you can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday morning from 6 to 6:30 on BFF.fm. We just had a friend of the show, W. Kamau Bell.
He's the best.
Phone in. I knew he was homeschooling for the last week, and I follow him on Instagram, and just, you know, I know he's just like us, although we don't have kids. But
he's someone that was real comforting to talk to.
Yeah, and he's funny, and I don't know. I just wanted to try and get someone on that was going to make us laugh, and hopefully we're going to make him laugh a little bit and have a little bit of an outlet. So here's our conversation with W. Kamau Bell, and we'll see you on the other side. So W. Kamau Bell, third time on Bitch Talk. I wish I had an award for you, but I don't right now, so apologize.
It's an awkward time to be accepting awards.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that would even look like. I wanted to have you on the show because I know you're at home with your kids, your wife and your mom. Is that right?
No, my mom's in her own apartment.
So oh, okay. Okay. Is she doing okay?
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Also, she's doing great. The great thing about my mom is that she has spent the most of her adult life living alone. So this is not sort of like
she's relieved.
Part, she's like, oh, I've already know how to do this, but. Luckily, we moved her here from Indiana like a year and a half ago. So she said it would be really hard if she was alone in Indiana during all this. But she feels like she's close to us and physically close to us. And we're FaceTiming and all that kind of stuff. And so she's doing great. She's 82. So she's certainly someone who, you know, she's definitely at the age where this is even more serious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I know you have your kids at home and you guys are doing homeschooling. How's that all working out for you?
Well, that's why I called in late, because there was a homeschool music assignment. And my wife is, I'm currently trying to work a little bit. My wife is navigating our two kids who are in homeschool. So she had a technical glitch, and so I just sort of was like, let me step in. And we just had to homeschool. I had to figure out how to play. And I was like, the music teacher had sent an assignment, and it was like, I was like, we got to figure it out. It's on Spotify. Where is it? And then apparently it was listen to Nina Simone Feeling Good. I was like, you've done this a million times. Why did we fight this hard? You already know this song. So anyway.
Oh, that's a cool assignment. Nice.
Yeah. So we have accomplished that. So for now, she's on a homeschool break, I guess. So I'm good for now.
Well, thankfully, they're both at the age where you still know everything, right? They haven't reached like that point where I don't understand this math problem.
No. They have, because like my 8-year-old is doing long division. But the way they do it now is different than the way they did it when I grew up. So I had to be like, I can tell you the answer, but I don't know how you got. I don't know how they want you to get there.
Oh, no.
I can just tell you that. You know, like that that 27 divided by 3 is 9, but I don't know what the rest of these boxes are on this screen that I've never seen before.
What? Yeah. What? Oh, my God.
Yep. No, when I got to high school before my mom tapped out. I tapped out in third grade.
Oh. No, I don't understand. Is this a better way of doing it? If it comes to the same answer, why do they have to do it a different way? It's weird. We don't have to get that.
I think every generation struggles with this, the new math. I think math is always like the way they teach it is always evolving. And also, ultimately, I know a lot of parents fight it. All math is trying to do is teach you how to think. It's just trying to work your brain. So I feel like it's no different than, like, we used to do jazzercise. Now we do CrossFit. Like, it's just the same thing. But for your, now I do Zumba and I used to do curves. It's just, it's all math is trying to do for most of us is just get our brains working. And so I don't get mad at it. I just know that I can't do it.
And
I'm still doing medicine ball math. I'm still
nice.
Just like
I mean
abacus, yeah.
It still works. So are you guys now on a schedule? Does it help to have the kids home to be on a schedule? How is that working? Cuz I think we don't have kids personally, and it's been very difficult for me to be on a schedule.
So the first couple of days of the shelter at home thing, this girl's school hadn't started, so we were sort of figuring it out on our own. And, you know, luckily there's a lot of resources out there, and I was posting a bunch on Twitter and some on Instagram, just of like, you know, there's a whole homeschool community who's like, welcome to our world. And also, the thing that's great right now is a lot of like creators who kids know, like Mo Willems and others, are sort of putting up content. And so there's a lot of content out there. Like the Cincinnati Zoo has a daily like trip of an, like to the safari with an animal. So there's a ton of content out there that you can just sort of put on and your kids can watch, and you know, it's been vetted. So I think that's great. But as far as like the homeschooling thing, I think, especially when you're doing remote learning with a teacher through an iPad or a computer or something, but we had the idea, and I think a lot of parents had this idea, that it was like, okay, you sit your kid down at the computer and you walk away. But as my wife said, she talked to a mom yesterday who's like, I put on the welcome video for my kindergartner. I went to make coffee. The welcome video was over before I made my coffee, and then it was my turn. it's a lot. I mean, you know, if we don't learn anything from this whole thing, and I hope we learn a lot, is that every teacher, we need to start probably at like 100% raise and then really figure out where we need to go.
Yeah, I've been seeing you post a lot about that, and a lot of other people too, and I 100% agree, so...
Yeah, and it's scary to think that all these people that, you know, can't even spell all the words correctly in a tweet are now teaching their children. So we'll see how this works out.
No. it's going to, I mean, if we don't come out with more respect for teachers, then we really, there's some basic things that we have to come out of this with if we come out, you know, that's also an option.
Right.
But that, and one of those is like, we need to like really prioritize like what we choose to spend our money on. Mm-hmm. I'm a big NBA fan. I like the NBA. I like a lot of things that make a lot of money. I mean, the entertainment industry, the entertainment industry makes a lot of money, but the way we've designed capitalism is by prioritizing the wrong thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And every teacher, I don't care where they're teaching, especially teachers K-12 need a raise. I don't care what kind of school they teach at. I don't care like if it's a fancy school, or it's just about the degree of the raise at some point. And you know, so they all need raises.
Right. I mean, it's really, we're getting a good look at what we spend our money on as a country, maybe as a global, I don't know, as a planet. I'm hoping that people are maybe rethinking that. And those people, I mean, are the ones that are making the decisions. So,
also how we prioritize people, like it's more clear than ever. How can the entire Utah Jazz team get tested? Yeah. What was it? 25% of the tests available. It just, you know, with the flip of a switch, and people that are actually sick with symptoms aren't getting tested. So we're prioritizing people and jobs, and it's showing more now than ever.
And I mean, I think we all knew, I mean, we know every day that if you have money, you have better access to healthcare. It's just to see it. we don't normally know the kind of access to healthcare people have, because people aren't normally, it's not being reported in the news, you know?
Right.
I think that, like, there's no better argument for Medicare for all.
I agree.
Than this right now.
100%.
And that's why Joe Biden is the guy to take it. Oh
God. I was like, can Elizabeth Warren come back? What's happening?
Yeah, we could do do-over.
The rules are going to change, right?
Can we redo the whole? I think we should just redo the whole primary season.
Yes,
and
right.
Change the rules of how. Like, I think it's a different world now. We need to start over.
Yeah, I mean, just burn it up and start over.
It's true. Now that we've seen how everyone's reacting in the face of a pandemic, can we revote? It's true.
Kind of.
Yeah, I think it's like this. Like, I have more information now. I need to go. I need to take the test again.
Well, that's one of the things I'm just sitting here waiting is like, oh, we're going to start talking about the November election at some point very soon, right? I mean, that's just going to happen.
I mean, they had a debate. I mean, I feel like this whole primary season has been like, there's been bigger news than people running for president the entire time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then this story happened, so to me, it's like, I don't know how to even make room in my brain for that. And I think a lot of people are like that right now. So I think we're going to look up and be like, oh, the election's today?
Yeah.
Right.
But how are we going to vote if we don't? I mean, I don't know.
I think that, again, I say this. I think there's smart enough people out there to figure these things out. But if we don't have if this doesn't lead to substantial structural changes and like societal changes, we didn't get the message. it's like that. Because there's just substantial things that have to be looked at differently. Like, why are we why am I shaking hands with every random person I run into?
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Why is that a thing?
Like, the handshake is overrated. Yep.
Yeah, like I've definitely given up handshaking. That's definitely so. If you see me in the street, meet my elbow.
Yeah, I'll just give you a thumbs up. It's fine.
Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah, it's just like we just the ways in which we sort of interacted, and I think that like, you know, people are always like, you know, there's sort of there's a romance in this country for going to a place to vote and filling out a paper ballot, and how paper ballots are real things. Right, they're real things. You can't burn them or lose them. Right. But like, we have to figure out a way. But there's technology here. If you can put all your credit card information, right, your social security number on the internet.
Yep.
On Al Gore's internet, then there's probably a way to figure out voting on Al Gore.
Oh yeah, I forgot that he invented it. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah.
I taught my daughter that in homeschooling. I was the
good
computer science class.
There you go.
Well done, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the stuff I already know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So are you coming up with some new material then? Or, I mean, are you just, what's happening
it's
creatively?
Funny, like, my friend Hari Kondabolu is doing like a nighttime talk show on Instagram every night at like, I think, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. And he's like, and I have all these friends who are like a friend of mine. I just saw Chris Garcia, who's from the
Yes, day. Yep, yep. We've had him on the show. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he apparently did a stand-up comedy set on Instagram or something. And I'm like, man, that's fun to do when you don't have three kids.
Yeah.
Talking to you guys is the closest I've done to doing anything creative in many days.
Oh,
so,
honored.
Like, well, we appreciate it.
Well, is that why you weren't invited to be on the Imagine video? Because I was pretty disappointed.
Oh, like, it's funny you have that moment of like, man, how come I'm not? And then you're like, oh, God, thank God I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh,
that went sideways.
It was, yeah, I was, it was,
swing
it
and
was
a miss.
Rough. It was rough. Yeah, I watched it, but it was rough.
It is nice to know that, I mean, you're talking about, like, you know, those are some of the biggest stars in Hollywood and some of the biggest box office movies. And, like, you know, critically acclaimed, like, you know, it's like these are not, like, B-level people. These are the people that you want to like and like to like. And even those people can swing and a miss.
Yep, yep. They're human,
it's
too.
It's humbling, yeah.
They're just like us.
Jesus Christ.
The thing I think is funny, because I've had this happen too, some of those people probably felt pressure to do it. They were probably like, this doesn't seem like a good idea. Even Will Ferrell looked like he was like,
oh,
all right, guys.
Well, yeah.
How
I was like, that
didn't
was,
look very happy.
Well, yeah. He also, that was like, oh, that's what he looks like in an apocalypse. So it was good to see that.
I got to be honest. If Gal Gadot had somehow gotten my number and emailed me and said, I need you to do this video, you'd have seen my dumb face. So I'm not trying to be above it all. I'm just like, oh, thank God I wasn't.
Yeah. Something that it was a good thing not to be a part of. Oh, my
God.
No,
it's just like, I think there is a, and I luckily I have people around me, and I think it's like, what are we doing here is a question that you have to ask yourself.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
Especially
right.
When you're in a position of privilege and in the show business. Like, what is this for? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Fun. I don't doesn't feel like a fun time right now, guys.
Yeah,
I know you guys will all be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you if you wanted to plug any nonprofits or things you're kind of lifting up right now during this time. Creatives, whatever.
I mean, I just think that, like, there's so... I'm here for the parents. I'm here for the children. There's so much good content out there. I think I said a couple of things. I have a thread on Instagram of, like, there's so many good, like, Scholastic is giving away free lessons. There's so many people who are putting profits aside right now, which I think is great.
Yes.
Scholastic is giving, you know, Scholastic, I remember you buy the book and then 4 months later it shows up and you forgot you ordered it.
Yes. The good old days.
The good old days. They have free stuff. Mo Willems, who's like one of the greatest children's authors of all time, is doing daily, like, doodle lessons on half-hour doodle lessons on YouTube through the Kennedy Center. Wendy McNaughton, who's a great artist, is doing daily art lessons on Instagram. I talked about I think Donors Choose is a site that I work with where they like help teachers raise money for projects, and teachers are still raising money for projects because they're still figuring out ways to do projects now, but also they know that once this is over, they're still going to have students who need stuff. So I'm always trying to rep Donors Choose. But yeah, there's just for the parents out there, the Cincinnati Zoo, like I said, there's daily tours of the zoo. I think the parents, I really have the most, you know, I have not yet been in the position where I'm like, man, I'm going to be able to binge watch and catch up on so many shows. So all my empathy and space around that goes to parents and childcare providers who are like, how do I fill the time in a way that doesn't make my kid dumber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In other news, is your show coming back at some point soon? Didn't you just shoot something in the last few months or?
Yeah, no, the show is, I mean, you know, it's funny. The show is scheduled to come back April 26th. I say scheduled because maybe there's not TV then. Who knows? But, yeah, April 26th on CNN. Same bat time, same bat channel, because I'm old. And that's the one thing I'm still working on is that we still have to, like, record VO and write scripts. And right. So, like, we're not done yet. So there's still, like, you know, it's like I'm recording VO on my phone. I don't know if it's going to go out like that in the show, but we're actually sort of just trying to figure out how to get around this moment. So, no, it's going to be it's a really great season. Things have changed a lot. I'm excited to be able to see it. So, and, you know, and also every episode, I think in some way can tie into the coronavirus because it's just sort of like we have an episode about public schools in Cleveland. So, you know, that's about teachers and we have an episode about family farmers, and that's about and then right now everybody's panicking about food.
Yeah. So it's
like we definitely have episodes that will feel like we knew this was coming. We have an episode about Iranian Americans, and you know, Iran is one of the countries that's really been hard hit by the pandemic. So it's
timely.
As always, we sort of seem to know what the news is going to do before it happens.
But,
So it United Shades will be back, despite the fact that. I get tweeted by people who are trolling and mean to me going, that's why your show was canceled. I'm like, canceled?
Right. That's news to you.
Yeah. I just got an email about the new commercials. So, canceled. But, yeah, so that is the weird thing is that we're probably not going to be able to shoot commercials for the new season because of a pandemic, you know, which is it's way less of a challenge than other things that we're all going through. But it's just one of those things that, like, there's going to be a whole era of content that is going to be affected by this.
Yeah.
That later we'll look back and be like, that was the coronavirus era. Now, if that content benefits content from 6 months or a year or 5 years, we don't know yet.
Yeah, we just went to Sundance. Thank you for your donation towards our fundraiser. But we went to Sundance and we're thinking about next year and just thinking about, well, A, is it going to happen? And B, what's that content going to look like? Like, what movies are going to be coming out? And will there be movies? It's part of my question.
There's like two waves of this. There's one, there's going to be the waves of content that was like affected by the fact this happened and can't be sort of finished in the same way. And people have to come up with creative ways to finish their things. And then there's the wave of content after that where it's like, this week on Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. The virus hits Seattle Gray Memorial.
Right.
You know, there's that wave of content. Like Law and Order SVU, the virus hits the SVU. You know, the horror movies and the other things that sort of that come out of it that are inspired, ripped from the headline stuff. So
yeah, this is one hell of a year already.
Yeah, no, it's not going to stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Oh. You know, and I think that you know sucks that we have the worst possible, maybe the worst possible choice in the world to be the leader of our country, but definitely, you know, among the worst. If there was an American Idol style competition for worst person to lead a country going through a pandemic, we would have I feel pretty confident about our chances to win that with Trump. So that's what makes this all worse. And so, you know, you just hope that as we get to the other side, whatever is the election, that he's not still leading the way.
Yeah, but one bright side is, you know, this pandemic is hitting everyone across the board. So, you know, you don't just have to watch Fox News to understand what's happening. So hopefully, you know, he's just going to be, it's all out there now for everybody to see in front of their face, you know, who's getting sick, who's not getting help. And
you hope
hopefully
that
helps us in November.
He serves his base some red meat and, you know, his base votes against their self-interest all the time. And so, with him out there using racism to talk about the coronavirus, it's like they're like, "That's my guy. He's got my vote again."
Yeah,
why is he talk so dry? You know, it's just like, you know, it's just like, it's him and his people know how to play this for their best advantage and know how to distract people. So, you know, even I saw you hear about these senators who were found that they sold their stock.
Burr and someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. Fox News, apparently Dianne Feinstein is somehow involved in it, but not to the same level. Fox News says Dianne Feinstein and some other people.
Yeah. And three colleagues. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Three colleagues. three Republicans who have lots of dirt on their hands and Dianne Feinstein, who's got significantly less, mm-hmm. you know, which I'm not trying to protect her either, but it's just like, they know how to do this. So you just have to, all we're trying to do is chip away at the people who are those sort of weirdos who last time were like, I don't know, I could vote for Trump or Bernie. I don't know.
Right.
We're trying to get those people.
Right.
Those people who seem to really not know.
I have another question for you, and I don't know, is your mom, does she just watch TV all day long while she's home? Because I'm kind of having the same conversation with my mom and just having...
We have some retired parents that are stir crazy.
And I'm like, please don't watch TV all day long, please.
I will say she definitely is not watching the news all day long. She knows not to do that.
Okay.
She knows when she's hit her tolerance for that.
Yeah.
So whatever, I also ask her what she's been doing. But she also is, even though she's 82, she's still up and mobile. And I've encouraged her, and she actually, once she realized she was allowed to take a walk, because it was awfully confusing when it started,
mm-hmm.
She has been taking walks and keeping her social distance. And, she used to like to walk to the grocery store. I'm like, no, we'll figure it. We'll get you groceries. But, I think it's important for all of us to like, especially in California and New York and the mm-hmm. other states that are shutting down or will be shutting down soon. Like, we definitely need to get outside. We definitely need to, like, get some vitamin D. And I'm saying that to remind myself. Like, I feel like I forgot, like, I got to drink more water.
Yeah, yeah.
Get more sunlight. Because that's the stuff that will ultimately bring your immune system down.
Oh, Dr. Kamau.
I'm also the health teacher in homeschool.
Oh, yeah.
That's going on the resume on your LinkedIn.
Yeah,
you should update your LinkedIn at this point. Homeschool with W. Kamau Bell. Hey, we're going to let you go. We know you're busy over there, but thank you so much for your time. And this was fun. I wanted to have a fun conversation. So thank you so much.
We needed to laugh, but
yeah.
Well, I'm glad I provided that. I'm just yammering because I don't talk to people who haven't been in my house for
Well, thanks so much for being on Bitch Talk again, and we'll keep in
anytime.
Touch, okay?
Yeah, anytime.
All right, thanks. That was our personal dear friend W. Kamau Bell phoning in. Thank you so much again for your time. I know you're very busy, W. Kamau Bell, but
and he hasn't been doing anything. He said he hasn't been doing anything work-wise. It's like one of the first things. So
yeah,
that's cool.
I know. So many hearts for you, sir. We love him, and hopefully we'll have him back on the show once his show starts on April 26th. Knock on wood. So if you haven't caught United Shades of America on CNN, I think any cable system you can find back episodes. Hulu, YouTube, Amazon, showing Google Play. So if you haven't seen his show, definitely watch it. I give it 2 thumbs up. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday morning on BFF.fm.
Oh, yeah.
We're powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please.